Le candele di andare la bohose che li andare di andare di boku copri andare la macaia e la pari andare di andare la bocosci carri andare di ansobri capapandere di asfaya le visiandaya. Father, we lift you up this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise, for your name alone is worthy of glory. Your name alone is worthy of praise. We acknowledge your presence this morning, mighty God. You are Lord, you are Savior. Lord God, you are the most excellent one. You are wise in all of your ways, oh God. And we love you on this morning. We praise you on this morning. We glory at your name on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome each of you in on today. Thank you for joining us for 60 for 60. Thank you for coming in on this morning. We want you to take a moment, if you're able to maybe shoot over a text to someone, let them know that we are on this morning, that we are gathering, amen, around the altar of the Lord on this morning in our various locations. Amen. We are gathering around the altar. Amen. And we want you to posture yourself this morning. Amen. We want you to posture yourself however the Lord desires for you to posture yourself. We want you to posture yourself before the Lord, whether it's prostrate, whether it's kneeling. Amen. Whether it's standing, whatever it may be, sitting. Amen. We want you to posture yourself on this morning before your God. Amen. Even though this is a corporate time of prayer. Amen. We still are before God on today. And so we want to posture ourselves. If you would go with me before we actually go into corporate prayer, let's look at Psalm 4. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Psalm 4. Amen. On this morning, if you would. Please, you can see, for those of you that have the subscription in your Bible, some of them don't have it, many of them do, but it says that that this particular psalm is to the chief musician on Nigonis, a psalm of David. It should read that in your scripture, to the chief musician on Nigonis, a psalm of David. Psalm 4, like Psalm 3. Well, Psalm 4, when you read it, it reads kind of like an evening prayer. But it, like Psalm 3, there was a lot of real pressure going on. Now, this pressure going on in this particular psalm is social pressure. David is dealing with opposition that's not just personal like in Psalm 3. This is a lot of social, public pressure going on in this particular psalm. People are twisting his reputation. They are chasing empty outcomes. They are speaking falsely. And so David responds by appealing to God as his righteous judge. We'll read that in a second. He's calling out deception that's going on. He's calling people back to reverence in this psalm. He's choosing trust that is steady enough to go to sleep, okay, like he did in Psalm 3. And so David is instructing God's people in how to pray when life is feeling unstable, like it is in our country now, when voices around us are dishonest, where people are being spiritually careless. This is what this particular psalm is. The theme around this psalm. If you're unmuted, I'm going to ask you to mute if you can. Amen. Until we pray together, so that we can all hear. So it says. Hear me when I call, O God. We're in Psalm 4 for those of you that are just coming in on this morning. Psalm 4, verse 1 says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. I'll read it again. We're in Psalm 4, verse number 1. We're seeing here that David is appealing to God as who? As the righteous judge. And he says, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. And so David, he has an urgency, but he begins this time with an order. He addresses God as the God of my righteousness because he is putting his case before his judge, before our judge, the one that rules rightly, right? And also, he remembers God's pattern. God enlarged him before, which means God created room when there was distress, when distress tried to trap him before, God enlarged him. And David is not guessing about God's help. He is praying from memory of deliverance from previous times. And so many people, we are feeling the pressed. We're being pressed here in our nation now by constant evaluation. Some of it's public, some of it's private, some of it's coming in from the digital space. And so the temptation is to spend your energy proving yourself. We see a lot of that going on in these social media streets and even in our media outlets, right? We spend a lot of time trying to prove ourselves to people who are committed to misunderstanding us. And David models a different first move. He brings his case to God before he argues with the crowd. How many times have we been in a position where that wasn't our first move? We felt like we had to explain ourselves, defend ourselves, go to somebody, report it, do all of these things. And that those things have its place. But instead, God, his first move was to go to God. And so this morning as we pray, I want us to pray from that framework that we are presenting our case, even the case of our nation, before the righteous judge on this morning, asking him to hear us because we're calling out to him. Amen. So if you would unmute your lines, let's pray together on this morning. Father, Lord God, we acknowledge your presence here on this morning. You are the God of all righteousness, oh God. And we're praying, Lord God, that you, as we're praying together, Lord God, as a corporate body, that you would hear our call, Father, that you would answer us as the one who judges with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for enlarging us in every place where distress has narrowed our thinking. Come on, pray this morning. Hallelujah. We're praying this morning, oh God, that you would give room, Lord God, so that we can respond with wisdom. Give us room, Lord God, to obey without fear, Father. Give us room to speak without heart, Father. Have mercy upon us in the places, Lord God, where we've carried anxiety, Lord God, like a form of responsibility. Father, we're praying this morning that you would correct our motives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we want relief, oh God, more than righteousness, that you would strengthen our world, Father, in the name of Jesus, where there's so many faulty systems that are coming down, Father. Lord God, but we appeal to you on this morning, and we bring every unrighteous case before you on this morning. Lord God, we pray that you would hear our cry on today, that you would incline your ear, Lord God, to your people, oh God, and let your verdict, oh God, be settled not just in the heavenlies, but in the earth, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, let your voice become louder than any accuser, oh God, on today. Lord God, we see the distress that is going on in our nation and in our cities and in our states. But God, we pray, God, to the judge, the righteous judge on this morning. And we ask you, Lord God, to hear our cry, oh God, and to respond, to incline your ear. Come on, pray. Incline your ear, oh God, unto your people's cry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where there is so much, Lord God, distrust, Lord God, in our country, Father, we're praying this morning, oh God, that you would restore trust. Us, that you would restore, Lord God, healthy leadership, that you would restore, Lord God, people into positions, Lord God, that have the community's best interest at heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we're praying, Lord God, for stabilization in our nation, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, hallelujah, that as systems are coming down, Lord God, that have been corrupt, Lord God, we are praying this morning, God, that the system of purity would rise, Lord God, in every part of
our country in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, God, that you would deal, Lord God, with those, Lord God, that are in positions of power and that are utilizing their power in wrong ways. We're praying this morning, oh God, that you would show your might and your strength, Lord God, against every enemy, Lord God, of this nation, oh God, and against your people in the name of Jesus. Psalm 4 and 2 says, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? And then we see that word again, Selah. So David confronts reputation, warfare, and deceit here in this particular verse. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after? This is David confronting this, okay? So he begins to speak directly to the people opposing him. He names the attacks, right? They are trying to turn glory into shame, which means they are reframing what God established as something disgraceful. And so he names the fuel, right, behind the behavior. People love vanity, right, which is empty, which is all about image without substance, which is all about outcomes without truth. They seek leasing. It used that word leasing, which means falsehood and deceitful speech. And then we see the pause, Selah, which goes ahead and interrupts the momentum of distortion. We are living in a reputation economy, if you will. A person can be judged by just one little small clip, by a headline, right? By a screenshot, by a rumor. And attention often rewards what is very extreme. You got AI increasing the ability to fabricate proof that looks believable, but it's not. And so David gives us language for how to respond. You all forgive me, my voice is a little weak this morning. He gives us language for how to respond. He names it. We got to name this. We got to name what we're dealing with. He refuses to normalize vanity. He refuses to normalize deception. He pauses instead of feeding into it. And so as we're praying on this morning, we want to confront every attempt to turn what was supposed to bring us honor into shame, all right, through the means of distortion. Amen. There's so much going on around us right now that is trying to distort truth, even in our own lives. Some of you are dealing with that now with your family members. Some of you are dealing with that now in the workplace. But we want to cry out to the Lord on this morning as we confront it in prayer. Amen. So we want to lift up our voices right now, if you would. Come on and pray with me. My voice is a bit weak on today. Amen. But I still will lift it up before the Lord on this morning. Lord, confront every attempt to turn what you have honored, God, into shame. Lord God, through your distortion. We're praying this morning, oh God, that you would expose slander, that you would expose insinuation, that you would expose narrative twisting, Father, in the name of Jesus. You, Lord God, we're praying to the righteous judge, oh God. We're praying that you would judge the love of vanity, oh God, in our nation, oh God, in our communities, Lord God, even in our very own hearts, oh God. We're praying that you would bring judgment, oh God, that you would deliver us from the craving of attention, oh God, more than we crave truth. Come on. Break the power of leasing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Break the habit of lying, Father. Break the habit of exaggeration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break the habit of passing along what we did not verify, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're getting so much information every single day. And Lord God, some of us are not taking the time to see if it's true. We're just passing it along. And we're praying this morning that you would break that power power. Break the power of gossip, oh God. Break the power of deception, God. May it lose its traction in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying this morning that falsehood would lose its power. It would lose its audience, oh God. Let manipulation, God, lose influence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us to pause, oh God. Teach us to Selah. Let that be a discipline, God, that we implement in our lives. Oh God, teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that before we repeat a story, that we pause, oh God, to even see if that is true. Let us not be ones that just pass information without verifying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, oh God, hallelujah, that before we react to provocation, oh God, that we pause, Father. Teach us to pause, Lord God, so that our spirit, Lord God, learns discipline, oh God. Lord, so that our spirits are trained, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not trained by outrage, not trained by urgency, but trained, oh God, to hear, Lord God, to be slow to hear, to be quick to listen, oh God, slow to speak, Father. Give us courage in this hour. Give us courage in this hour. Give us courage, oh God, to speak truth to power in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even though it's unpopular, God, give us the courage, oh God. Give us the humility to correct ourselves, to correct others, oh God, even as you've instructed us, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, when we are wrong, Father, teach us to be repentive, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, teach us not to have a haughty spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Lord God, to not allow pride, Lord God, and even false narratives or even narratives of our past to lead our path, but speak to our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that the callousness, Lord God, of disappointment, Lord God, and so the callousness, Lord God, of past hurts and pain by the hands of people, the callousness, Lord God, that has come upon our heart because of bitterness, Lord God, of yesterday, God, that it will not control us, it will not lead our speech, it will not lead our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Lord God, this prayer in Jesus' name, amen. This is the last verse that I'm going to deal with on today, and that's verse number 3. We're in Psalm 3 for those of you that are just coming in. We are in Psalm 4, verse number 3, and this is where David declares consecration and God's attention. He says, but know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. I love that. It says, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. So David is showing us covenant here, a very covenant reality. God sets apart the godly for himself. This is about belonging and ownership, right? David is saying that his life is not open to public possession, that no man owns him, but who owns him is God, who has set him apart is God. And then he goes ahead and he adds this stabilizing promise that the Lord hears when he calls. Come on, God's listening becomes David's anchor, right? God is hearing him because he set him apart, because he belongs to him. He listens when he calls. Many people feel like they are being pulled in hundreds of directions. They're being pulled by the news. They're being pulled by controversy. They're being pulled by family pressures. We're being pulled by the pace of technology, right? And so we've got to take time to consecrate. In all of the noise that's going on around us, and all of the pulling that's going on around us, and we're doing many good things, but we need a time of consecration, because consecration brings clarity. I made it a point that in the month of December that I went into a time of sabbatical where I could consecrate. And the sabbatical was not, it was about rest. Absolutely, it was about rest. You know, we're working 11 months in the year, and many of us are working so much we don't have many days off unless we take them off. And you need a time to pause, because if you keep going and going and going and going, you don't have clarity. You become foggy. Consecration brings about a clarity. It answers the question of who gets to define you, who gets to direct your attention, right? A lot of us are, we have a lot of questions with no answers, but a lot of times the answers are there, but we don't have the clarity to be able to hear or see or sense it. And so as we close in prayer on this morning, I want us to pray about God establishing consecration in us. Many of us have been on this line since we started, and that's good. That's a part of the consecration, but we also need our personal consecration. What are we doing during the hours of the day to set aside connection with the Lord? Whether it be, you know what, I'm going to pull away from food or certain foods, from sugars, from things that are going to cause me to be foggy, cloudy. Am I doing the things that are necessary to take care of my body so that I do have the clarity that I need to be able to discern? Discernment is always been something that we need, but it is something that needs to be heightened even in the, I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. Discernment is something that we need even the more in this hour because of the level. We have to understand that there's an increase. Each generation that comes in, there is an increase in warfare. The strategy has to shift. And so as we're closing today in prayer, let us all take a moment to pray into God, establish my consecration. Come on, let's go pray. Lord, Father, we're praying this morning that you would establish consecration in us. Set us apart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Set us apart for yourself, God, in our desires, in our habits, in our speech, in our private life. God, make our identity stable on this morning, oh God, because our world, God, is in chaos, oh God. Lord God, but because you have claimed me, Father, we're praying this morning, oh God, hallelujah, Father. Lord God, that you set us apart, oh God, that you teach us to live, Lord God, as ones who belong to God, Father, not as ones who belong, Lord God, to whatever the crowd has decided, oh God, because you hear when we call, Father. We refuse to panic because you hear when we call. We refuse, Lord God, manipulation because you hear when we call. We refuse the need to perform, Lord God. We refuse the need to perform holiness for approval, but we thank you on this morning that you answer and you answer with wisdom, Lord God, that is very specific, God. You answer and you answer with restraint, oh God. Hallelujah, when restraint is required. You answer and you answer with courage, oh God. Hallelujah, when courage is required, Father. Let our hearing, oh God, become the place, Lord God, where our soul rests, God. We're praying on this morning, oh God, hallelujah, that we are led by this consecration, Father, that we are led, God, from a place, Lord God, of our own consecration, Father. Lord God, we're led, oh God, from a place, Lord God, where we have paused, Lord God, to hear what you have to say about these matters, God. We're led from the place of stillness. We're led from the place of quietness, Father, quieting ourselves before you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're led from the place, oh God, hallelujah, of being able to hear and hear you clearly. We thank you, God, that our consecration shall rise before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it shall be that it shall rise before you, God, as an incense, as intercession. Lord God, let our consecration rise like intercession this morning. Let our consecration rise before you, mighty God. Hallelujah. As a sweet smelling savor, we pray, God, that you would receive our consecration this morning. We pray, Lord God, that it would come before you. Lord God, that it would be a sweet smelling savor in the name of Jesus. Purify us again. Wash us again. Cleanse us. Purge us with hyssop, oh God. Create in us clean hearts, oh God. renewing us right, Spirit, O God. Let our hearts be turned toward you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice this morning. Lift up your voice. Unmute your line and lift up your voice. Come on, don't come on the line silent. Don't come on the line and be sleep. Come on, wake up, Zion. Wake up, Zion. Let God hear you on this morning. Let God hear you on this morning. Come on, rise, Zion, and let your voice be known amongst the congregation. Let your voice be made known amongst the congregation, people of God. Come on, God hears. God hears. God sees. Establish consecration in me, Father. Let our consecration precede us. 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 People of God, as you go out throughout the day today, let your consecration precede you. As you walk in your jobs, as you are amongst your family today,
hey God,
let your consecration precede you. If your first response is to become passive aggressive, let that be in the past and let your consecration be what people see. If your first response is to get quickly angered, let that be in the past and let your consecration be what they see. If your first response is to be testy, or even for some of us, the passive aggressiveness, it causes us to shut down and ignore people, avoidance. If that has been your first response, let that be in the past and let your consecration be your first response. As you go out throughout your day, no matter where your feet go, let your consecration speak for you. Let the consecration of the Lord be established in your heart. You're going to come across many people because people are in distress. People are in a state of distress mentally. People are being impacted by the spirit of the age. We have to guard our minds so diligently in this hour because even the Bible says that even the very elect will scarcely make it in. That should speak to us. That means that anyone can be deceived. And so we have to continue to position ourselves to stay with God. We have to continue to allow our consecration before God to precede us so that when we respond, if there is a need to respond, that we respond in righteousness, that we don't match energy. No, we're not pushovers. We are warriors. We are courageous. However, we are on God's team. We're a part of God's army, and our army and how we function is different from how the world functions. We have to be what we want to see. We have to become, and we have to continue to become. We're not weaklings. We have to be people that are not vow breakers, that when we say, the Bible says what? Let your yea be nay, yea and your nay be nay. when we say a thing, we need to honor what we say. We don't need to just be hearers, but be doers. Let us live from that framework, from that space, that we're not responding how we used to be. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are being made new. We'll meet you back here at 12 noon on today. We pray that you would join us. Amen. Back here at 12 noon. Keep me in prayer. Amen. On today, I'm quite tired. I'm sure you could hear that in my voice. And I have something I have to do this early morning. So I solicit your prayers. Amen. Today, I do want to give room for our prophets to come if there is anything that they need to release. Amen. Continue to pray for those that are bereaved. Amen. There's a lot of loss that happens in the very beginning of a year. Amen. And some of us are being impacted by loss. Some of it's third party. Some of it's right in our own families. So let's continue to be a support for those that are experiencing these type transitions. Amen. In their life. Amen. Don't forget them. Don't forget to pray for them. Amen. Pray for those that are burying loved ones. Amen. That got news about someone passing away. Keep them in prayer. Prophets, if you're here, please feel free to come if you have something.
Good morning. I don't have anything.
Amen.
Good morning. I don't have anything as well.
Amen.
I don't have anything.
Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we thank you all again so much for joining us in prayer. Amen. There's strength in numbers, and we feel the strength. We thank God for you. Thank God for sharing the number with someone. We love you. More grace. See you at noon, or hear you at noon.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace.